Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
There's just an awful story out of Denver today, and I'm curious because we've talked about hazing from time to time on college campuses and the like. I have never heard about a hazing ritual in a police department in a major American city.
What happened?
So according to a lawsuit, a police recruit has lost both legs from injuries sustained in, quote, fight day, a hazing ritual. His name is Victor Moses, and he hoped to join the Denver Police Department, but the officers he trained with during a four-stage event known as Fight Day weren't stopped from assaulting him while he was clearly experiencing a medical crisis, according to the lawsuit. Moses's head was slammed onto a tile floor. He was knocked unconscious, and he collapsed multiple times during the training. Despite this, he was pressured to continue, and two paramedics that were there cleared him to keep going while he was unable to stand on his own. He was then, quote, catastrophically injured and permanently disabled from this recruit training.
Well, that's not training.
I don't know what you call it. This is according to the complaint. The training exercise, quote, that has become a barbaric hazing ritual. His injuries launched him into a comatose state that resulted in the amputation of his legs. Quoting here from, and he is a vibrant, Scott, beautiful, fit young man. It is extremely hard to find the will to keep living. Saying my life has been ruined is a complete understatement. I will never get the feeling of sand going between my toes or the feeling of ocean waves splashing on my feet. I can't even tie my shoes to put on my fake plastic feet. Graduated from Florida State, moved to Denver at age 27, and wanted to become a member of the police force. So
have we not moved past the hazing?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. When thing. I saw the hazing story, I thought, what is this about? There, in this day and age, there's off-the-books hazing at any, let alone Denver's police department. But I would say the same for fire. I would say the same for any
The like Army?
Generational type.
I would guarantee you there's hazing in the Army.
I was just going to say the same thing. When you talk about like the SEAL training, how is hazing?
Is it?
I mean, SEAL training is supposed to push you to your breaking point.
Well, push you almost to death.
But they're pushing you to see how far you can go. For example, and I don't know if they do this anymore, but my dad rarely talked about, he never talked about Vietnam, but rarely he would talk about going through Ranger school, right? And he did tell me that in Ranger school, he was waterboarded. And they were trying to see how far you could go. That was the whole point. Now, my dad ended up passing and he became a Ranger. He's a hero, my hero at least. But my dad was waterboarded. Is that not hazing or is that training?
So listen to this. He was cleared to undergo police academy training and, quote, fight day, which involves recruits participating in arrest and self-defense scenarios, and it is overseen by a Denver health doctor. To become a Denver police officer, this says, recruits must pass the events for drills. So the complaint makes it sound like hazing, and I'm not saying it is or isn't.
Oh, boy, I'm not sure.
Later part of the story, this makes it sound like training where you have to undergo. I mean, remember this, when you become a police officer, they want you to be tased so you know what it feels like. Is that training or hazing?
I would argue that's training.
But when you get to the point that you're getting your head slammed against a tile floor to the point that you're unconscious and they wake you back up and say, oh, no, you're good to keep fighting.
Yeah.
That's not really training anymore.
So tell me how he lost his legs again.
Well, he ended up in a coma, and I'll go back in that. Let me read you a couple sentences, then we'll take calls. Fight Day both encourages Denver police to engage in brutality and be indifferent to the injuries they inflict, according to an attorney. The city doesn't mention Fight Day online, but acknowledges that recruit training is, quote, a very challenging and demanding process that lasts 26 weeks. On January 6th, before Moses began his Fight Day gauntlet, several recruits were already injured, including one whose nose was broken.
We want our police officers to have no regard for the injuries they inflict?
Yeah, I caught that too.
That's not a good look.
Mm.
His attorney says if this had been a football game, he would not have been allowed back in the game after he hit his head.
He didn't hit his head. It was slammed against the tile floor.
Yeah, I just...
But tell me again how he lost his legs.
He was transported to a hospital near death where he arrived with a high heart rate, low blood pressure, and other symptoms. He then developed severe conditions, including rhabdomyolysis, had to be intubated, was in a coma.
Okay.
Legs were amputated below his knee as part of several surgeries he had. He also no longer has function in his right arm. I mean, add zero. I mean, I say add zeros. You can't defend this.
But I haven't heard anything that you said that involved injuries to his legs. He had a concussion,
okay,
clearly.
But then once you go into a coma, Scott, and your body starts breaking down, things can happen. I don't think they, like, if you were thinking they, like, cut his legs off below the knee as part of the training, that's not what this was.
No, clearly.
Right. He was injured, had a head injury, went into a coma, and in the hospital during his coma, things started happening and his system started shutting down. That led to the amputation of his legs.
And so there were, like, a lack of blood to the lower extremities or something
like that. Yeah. Oh,
okay. All right. Somebody on the text line writes, 28 years, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, airborne qualified, 2 deployments, never hazed, lots of getting yelled at. Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, somebody else writes, hazing involves being put through humiliating scenarios for the sadistic enjoyment of those who have already been initiated into the club. Ranger training with waterboarding, Scott, prepares you for what you might encounter if you were ever captured during combat. I agree. And I was not suggesting, and please don't misinterpret, when my dad told me that he was waterboarded during Ranger training, it was clearly to prepare him to see if he would break if he was ever captured.
But again, I would argue that's totally different. Same reason in SEAL training or Top Gun school that you go through the training that you go through so that you don't break if you become a prisoner of war. There's no risk of you becoming a prisoner of war at the Denver Police Department.
Fair.
But if they are now look, though, I do understand the need to go through as a training recruit arrest scenarios and
fighting,
you know, fighting. If you are trying to arrest someone on PCP, mm-hmm. you know, that has the strength of 10 men going through those scenarios. But you do wonder at the point where there were already several injuries, including one guy with a broken nose. Have they taken it too far? You have to train them, and some of that training is going to be physical.
And they have to learn how to fight. I mean,
do they protect themselves? You have to learn how to handcuff someone.
But you can do it safely without slamming their head against the tile floor.
I agree with you on that.
I mean, there's entire Taekwondo.
But as a police officer, do you not need to know how to take somebody down?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you going to take down in training?
It's going to have to be senior officers and recruits. It's going to have to be.
A fellow officer.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
I would agree, but are you going to be smashing a suspect's head against the
Probably not. Maybe this.
And then at the point that happens, you have to discontinue.
Break up the fight.
Right. And what he's saying is there were two paramedics there, which doesn't look good, by the way. If you have two paramedics on scene overseeing the training, does that not suggest a little that?
No, it doesn't to me, because you have paramedics on the scene at a local high school football game. Just in case.
But let me ask you this, Scott. Subconsciously, the two paramedics being there, does it not subconsciously maybe allow the trainers to think they can get away with more than they probably should? Because we've got paramedics right here.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.